Heavenly Father, thank you because you are God that keeps your covenant. Covenant of peace, covenant of health, covenant of safety, covenant of salvation, covenant of joy. Lord, this morning, as we go into your word, you establish your covenant in the lives of your people. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Let's have our seat. I want to welcome us into the presence of the Lord this morning. And today, I will be speaking on what I call the branch of the Lord. Or you can call it the branch of God. The branch of God. And I will start with Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. The book of Isaiah chapter 11. Then a shoot will grow from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root will bear fruit. Can you give me King James Version? Can you give me King James Version? Can you be fast about it? King James Version. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. There shall come forth, I said 11 verse 1, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his roots. The Lord, ahead of time, knew the world will be like an oasis, that we need a tree under which people can find succor, under which people can find comfort, under which people can find safety. And he said a rod will come out of the stem of David. And he said that a branch will grow out of his root. Who is that branch? Jesus is the branch. Jesus is the branch that God has made to grow out of the root of Jesse. And the branch that's supposed to provide shade, to provide covering, to provide protection, to provide comfort. But let me say that, yes, Jesus is the main branch, but we are also branches. If you go to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 16 to 17, it says something. It says, we are joint heirs with Christ. I said Romans chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Then verse 17 says, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. What does that mean? Whatever Christ is, we are the same thing. God has made us to be joint heirs with Christ. So if Christ is a branch, then we are also branches. Are you listening to me? So the plan of God is that every one of us should be a branch of God, like a shoot, like a stem that grows from the root of Jesse. But if we are the branch, what actually are we really showing forth? And for us to really be a branch, I want us to look at what is the profile of a branch of God. We know Jesus as the main branch, but we are also branches of him. But this morning, I want us to look at what is the profile of a branch of God. You are a branch, I'm a branch. What is that profile? And I will take that one from the book of Zechariah, chapter 3. I will read verse 1 to 8, and that's where I'm going to now go into the main or the body of the message. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. I will first all read through and I will then break it down. Zechariah, I didn't say Zephaniah, Zechariah. I hope you are listening very well. There's a difference between Zephaniah and Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 3. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Verse 2. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked out of fire? Verse 3. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garment and stood before the angel. Verse 4. And he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And to him he said, behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from you, and I will clothe you with a change of raiment. Verse 5. And I said, let them set a fair meter upon his head. So they set a fair meter upon his head and clothed him with a garment, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Verse 6. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, verse 7, thus said the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt keep my court, and I will give thee places to walk among thee, that stand by. Verse, last verse. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wonder at, for behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. What is the branch? The branch of God is to execute judgment and to show forth righteousness. But now we have a branch of God here in the position of Joshua, the high priest. Verse 1. Let's go back to verse 1. One of the profiles of the branch of God is that they must appear before the Lord. Joshua the high priest came to appear before the Lord. A branch of God always appears before God. If you do not appear before God, you are not a branch. And when I'm talking about appearing before the Lord, I'm talking not just appearing literally. You must be part of God in seeking his face in supplication. You must appear before in prayer. You must appear in seeking his face. You must appear in Bible study. You must appear in service. You cannot say you are a Christian and you are a child of God and you are not appearing before him. Many people go into the day without appearing before the Lord. No quiet time, no prayer, no Bible study, they don't go through the day. That is not a branch. A branch appears before the Lord continually. And let me ask you, How often do you appear before the Lord? How often do you go before him in the morning seeking his face before you face the day's work? How often do you attend the Bible study? How often do you attend the prayer meeting where you are not in Bible study, where you are not in prayer meeting, where you are not in your quiet time, where you are not in Sunday service, you are not appearing before the Lord. But a branch must appear before the Lord. Joshua appeared before the Lord. And now let me say something. It is something to appear before the Lord. It's another to mind how do you appear. Some people appear before the Lord, but they appear before the Lord anyhow. Some people come to church on Sunday. Some go come to church. I see they are going for night to a nightclub. Some go come to church. I see they are going for a party. When you appear before the Lord, you have to appear before decently. When you dress anyhow and you come to church, you are not ready to appear before the Lord. It's not only appearing before the Lord, but appearing before the Lord in a proper way. So the first thing about the branch of the Lord is that they appear before the Lord often. And not only do they appear before the Lord, they appear before the Lord properly. Sometimes ago, some of our people, we were sending them up, and they came here dressing anyhow. And I was very angry that day. And I gave them the bitter truth. And I learned that some people said, we will not come to church again because of that. I said, those people, they don't know what it means to appear before the Lord. So because you are rebuked, that you come to the church, you are showing the bridge between your breasts before the congregation. And because of that, you don't want to come before the Lord. Because you come to the church and your dressing is a distraction to people. And we tell you that is not right. I say because of that, you won't come to church again. Then you are not a branch of God. They are not ready to appear before him. You don't just come to church and come anyhow. When you are coming to church, you come to church that I'm going to appear before the king. There is this story that was told. All of us knew that when the prince, what's the name of the prince that married long ago, about a year ago, all the celebrity of the world came there. When they came to the Buckingham Palace, how did they dress? Did they show their breast? All of them, they will see their picture, maybe in the newspaper, in the magazine. But when they were coming to appear in Buckingham Palace, they were all covered up. So when the first prophet or the branch that you appear, they appear before the Lord, and also they appear decently. The question I want to ask you this morning, if you are a branch of the Lord, how often do you appear before him? Do we see you in Bible study? Do we see you in prayer meeting? Or you just like Sunday mercy? That's not the way to appear before the Lord. That's not the way to be a branch of the Lord. And number two, of the profile of a branch of God, is that the branch is always resisted. If you look at that verse 1 again, what did the Bible tell us? Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. And what happened? Satan standing at the right hand side. To do what? To do what? Let me tell you, if you are facing contention, if you are being resisted, it's because you are a branch of God. Because the branch of God must be resisted. But the greater the resistance, the more the anointing to break the yoke. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6, he said, I would have come unto you once again, but even high Paul, but Satan hindered us. Let me tell you something. If you are facing resistance and because of that you are trying to run away from God, then you don't understand what it means to be a branch of God. The fact that you are being resisted shows that you are a branch of God. A branch of God always face contention, always face opposition, always face resistance. You are trying to do something, people will resist you once it's something that is good. You are trying to solve that, Lord, there'll be resistance. The Satan may be physical, the Satan may be spiritual, but a branch of God, we always face resistance. But know one something. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, what does it say? Having in readiness to avenge all disobedience. When what? When what? When your obedience is fulfilled. Anytime you are being resisted as a child of God, know that, yes, that's the proper thing, but ask yourself, is my obedience fulfilled? Once your obedience is fulfilled, just know that it's just a matter of time. I'm going to read because number three, about the profile of the branch of God. Go to verse 2 of that passage. I'm still dilating on Zechariah chapter 3. He said, and the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuked thee. Oh, Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a branch that was plucked out of fire? Why Satan was resisting Joshua? Remember, Joshua was even yet to say anything. Joshua had not made any supplication. Joshua had not said anything. As soon as it was appearing, God saw that Satan was there to resist it. And so the number three of the profile of a branch of God is that you are never out of the sight of God. God watches over you. You are not out of his sight. And you cannot run away from his sight of God. When you even go inside a dungeon as a branch of God, God is over you. When you are inside in a corner where nobody sees you, God is watching over you. When you are in a remote location, even when it seems there is far away from where the people can notice you, God is over you. What does Psalmist say to buttress this? In the book of Psalm 139, verse 7 to 8, I don't want to read quickly, but I come back to Zechariah. Read Psalm 139, verse 7 to 8 quickly. We now come back to Zechariah, what I'm talking about. Psalm 139, verse 7 to 8, quickly. Verse 7 to 8. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Verse 8. Even if I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed here, behold, thou art there. Where can I go for your presence? Branch of God, you can't hide from God. You are in the corner of your room, nobody sees you. God is there with you. You are in your own place of work, where you are being tempted to manipulate figures and do things that are not right. God is watching over you. You are in your classroom or you are in the office with a lecturer who is trying to propose something that is wrong to you, and you want to, well, if I agree, nobody sees me. God is watching over you. You are there making a deal, either with individual or with groups, which you think nobody will know about. God is watching over you. As a branch, once you are a branch of God, you can't go out of his sight. He watches over you day and night. Because God was watching over Joshua, as Satan was trying to resist him, the Lord spoke. Any free one of you this morning who is facing resistance from any form, from any source, the Lord is going to speak against all those who are opposing your progress in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord that rebuke the enemy that resisted Joshua will rebuke those who are resisting you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, number one, as a branch of God, that you appear before him. Number two is what? That you must be resisted. And number three is what? You can't run away from the sight of God. God watches over you. And number four, I'm doing those seven things, and then we're going to pray. Number four, as a branch of God, we are not infallible, but you must be open to correction, chastisement, and rebuke. Look at verse 3 to 4 of that Joshua. I mean, Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 3, chapter 3 we are reading. Let's go to verse 3 and 4. Let's go to
verse 3, and then come to 4. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garment and stood before the angel. Verse 4. And he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with the change of raiment. I don't know how you came to church this morning. You may come to church with nice dress, but tattered spirit. You might come with very good raiment, but ragged heart. You may come with a shiny face, but a rotten soul. But this morning, God wants to change your raiment. If only you are ready to open to him. Joshua the high priest came to God. He came dirty. He came with himself. See, the garment he was wearing, it was not that God was changing, was not a physical garment. I hope you understand that. Because there was no way Joshua would have come with the garment that was dirty before God, physically speaking. Do you get what I'm saying? But the garment we are talking about here was a spiritual garment. He was wearing a very good garment, but a very terrible soul, contaminated spirit. I don't know in what area you yourself know. Your life has been contaminated. Your life has been polluted. You are doing things that are not good. But this morning, the only thing is that you must be open to chastisement. You must be ready for change of raiment. You must be ready for rebuke. But if you refuse rebuke, you refuse change of raiment, then that's the problem. For what does the Bible say? In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, what does it say? Can somebody tell me? If a child, okay, maybe let's read it. Proverbs 29, verse 1. He that be often reproved, harden his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Each time I read this passage, I tremble. Suddenly, he that often reproved, harden his neck, shall suddenly. What does that mean? You have been rebuking you. Hey, don't do this. You keep on doing it. And because you are doing nothing happen, you are going to go on. But when it's going to happen, it's going to be sudden. It's going to be fast. And when it happens, there's no remedy. I hope there's nobody who is here today who has opportunity to remedy his life. And who will leave this all today, refusing that remedy in the mighty name of Jesus. And that brings me to this. Last Sunday, while I was preaching and we were praying, I told you that Lord showed me a vision about one of us that he was that some people were trying to lure him into a group. And so I didn't know whether it was a Yahoo, Yahoo or Curtis. Do you remember the revelation? And after the service, the brother came to me. He said, actually, it was both. It's both Yahoo boys were calling him, Curtis were calling him, and he was in trouble. But while we are praying, also somebody from Kogan wrote me a revelation that is a member of the choir. I can't remember. Do you remember the detail of that revelation? That she was, let's say, a sister was not living around. And I asked that sister, I said, okay, if you are the one, come back after the service, come and meet me. Up to now, that person has not come. But let me tell you, the Bible says, he that be often reproved and harden his neck shall suddenly be destroyed without remedy. May that not be your portion. Let me go back to what I was talking about, the branch of the Lord. That you might come this morning. You might have ministered in choir, you must have ministered in prayer, you must have ministered even in message, you must have ministered in ushering. But you are come with a filthy garment. God wants you to change your raiment before you leave here today. Because a branch of the Lord must be clean. A branch of the law must be righteous. If you look at Jesus, a branch. Let me take us quickly to Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 15, to know why you have to be clean. I will still come back to Savannah. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Just give me Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Let's go there quickly. Or let somebody read it. Okay. 33, verse 15. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Can somebody read it for me, please? In those days and at that time, will I call the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness. I will cause a branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he will execute what? Judgment and righteousness. If you are a branch of that, God wants to execute judgment. You want to execute righteousness. And for you to do that, you yourself must be righteous. And the Bible says, our righteousness is of God. So you are not a branch if you are still wearing a filthy garment. But the good news is this. When you come before the Lord, God is able to change that garment if only you are willing. And God, what God is interested in is not a gradualist process. Maybe I'm drinking 3 bottles of beer. I reduce to 1. I reduce to 2. The next month, I reduce to 1. And then the other month, I won't take it again. I have a boyfriend. I will first of all find a way of gradually moving away. I don't want to break his heart. I will just use wisdom so that little by little I move away. Or I'm cohabiting, I'm living in the same room, which is called cohabiting, with somebody that you are not married to. Say, I will just make sure he doesn't touch me. We'll still be sleeping together in the same place. I will make sure, if he sleep on the bed, I sleep on the floor. I will make sure I go, I won't dress while he's in the bedroom. When God is talking about change of garment, it is immediate. It's not something that Joshua started negotiating. There is no negotiation. Many of you need to change your garment, but you are negotiating with God. Many of us, we are negotiating for time. Many of us, we are negotiating for methodology. Many of us, we are negotiating for the speed, for the frequency. They say you are cohabiting with somebody that's of opposite sex. You are not married together. You are saying, give me time. Let me sort myself out. I don't have a place to go to. God is not interested in that kind of negotiation. He that's open reproved and adding his neck shall do what? Shall do what? Shall be destroyed suddenly. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Members of Cedar, you are a branch of the Lord. See, the branch, even as a member of Cedar, when you are in your room, you are a branch of Cedar. In your office, you are a branch of Cedar. In your home, you are a branch of Cedar. You don't need to have a church of congregation before you become a branch. So anywhere you are a branch of God. And so a branch of God must have a clean garment. A branch of God must have a change of raiment. A branch of God must submit, number 5, must submit to total transformation. You must submit to total transformation. Joshua the high priest did not argue. Many of you, you are told this is wrong, don't do this. You begin to justify it. But your own pastor is talking because his own generation is different from our own generation. Pastor is talking like that because he doesn't know what we are going through. What are you going through that the Bible does not make provision for? What are you going through that the Bible cannot support? Anything the Bible cannot support can never be rationalized. Anything that the Bible does not support cannot be justified. You are a branch of God. There must be a, you must submit to a total transformation. Let me tell you something. When the Bible says that a branch will grow out of the root, know one thing. When you are a branch, it's either you grow or you die instrumentally. Are you listening to me? Two things can happen to a branch. When it's growing out of its root, two things. Either that branch grows or what? Dies. And when a branch dies, it may not die, it may be dying instrumentally. There are so many branches of the Lord that die instrumentally. You have been part of this church. For how long now are you growing? Can we see evidence of growth the way you talk? Can we see evidence of growth the way you pray? Can we see the evidence of growth the way you behave? Can we see evidence of growth the way you relate? Can we see evidence of growth even in your home where you come from? Can your friends see evidence of growth? Let me tell you, nothing is static in nature. It's either you grow or you progress. That's what's happening to the economy of this country. There's nothing like a static economy. It's either an economy is growing or economy is what? It's retrogressing. The country today, our economy, is it growing? It's retrogressing. Is it static? It's never static. Nature above state of inertia. Never. It's either you are growing or you are dying. Anybody who's not growing is dying. Ask your neighbor, are you growing? May you not die. Any branch that is not growing is dying instrumentally, whether people can see it or not. So the only way to avoid death is to grow as a branch. So I challenge you this morning. You are a branch of the Lord. You must be ready to grow. You must appear before the Lord. So those of you who are running for Bible study, if you are not appearing before in Bible study, you are not a branch. You are not appearing before in prayer, you are not a branch. You are not appearing before in service, you are not a branch. It is when you appear that God can attend to the problem in your life. If Joshua did not come before the high priest, he will go around with what? With the garment. You may not be perfect. You may not be complete, but come and appear before the Lord. As you begin to appear before the Lord, the word of the Lord will reach you. The spirit of the Lord will speak unto you. The mercy of God will come upon you and will clean you up and will shape you out. But when you are not appearing before him, you don't have the opportunity for remedy. How many have I said about now? Five. Number six. I said seven. The branch of the Lord. This is the good news for you. I'm going to read verse 6 to 7. 5 to 6. Let's go to that Zechariah chapter 3. Let's read 5 to 6. And he said, and he showed, no, verse 5 to 6. And I said, let them set a fear meter upon his head. So they set a fear meter upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by them, verse 6. And the angel of the Lord protested and said to Joshua, saying, now let me say something here. When you are a branch, you are being prepared and nurtured for glory, for manifold grace, and for honor and for beauty. Every branch of the Lord, even if it does not happen, God is nurturing you for glory. God is nurturing you for manifold grace. God is nurturing you for honor. Joshua the high priest came with a filthy garment, but he went by in a bath of glory. Look at what's happening in verse 5. Go to that verse 5 again. See what God did. Verse 5. I said, let set a fear meter. Upon what? Upon his head. Maybe let's read from verse 4. So let's read from verse 4 so that that one will not be sudden. Go to verse 4. And as I spake unto him that stood by him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him and he said, behold, I have caused thee the iniquity to pass and from thee, and I will clothe thee with the change of raiment. And immediately God said that, what happened? Now that they are now begin to decorate him. Verse 6. Now look at verse 6, 5. And I said, let them set a fear meter upon his head, set a fear meter upon his head, and clothe him with garments. Immediately the Lord removed the old, he brought a new. This morning, many of you here will receive a change of raiment in the mighty name of Jesus. You receive a change of garment in the mighty name of Jesus. It will give you beauty for ashes. All of your money, garment of prayer for the spirit of heaviness. That is what God is going to do in your life this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. But you must be ready. You must be willing. You must be prepared. Every branch of the Lord is being prepared for glory. This morning you might be experiencing resistance. You might be experiencing trepidation. You might be experiencing discouragement. But let me tell you, as long as you are a branch of the Lord and you remain a branch of God, God is preparing you for honor. And that honor will come in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, number 7, every branch of the Lord, they have a child to keep and their destiny to be a wonder. Every branch of God is what? Has a charge to keep and is destined to be a wonder. Verse 7 to 8. And that's where I'm going to, and we're going to pray. Verse 7 to 8. Let's go to verse 7. And thus said the Lord of hosts. Listen, this is the charge now. I said, every branch of the Lord has a charge to keep and is destined to be a wonder. Verse 7 said, thus said the Lord of hosts. If they will walk in my ways, and if thou will keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my court, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. He's going to give you territory. Now verse 8. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee. So it's not only talking to Joshua, it's all talking of all the fellow branches. See, hear thou, Joshua, and what? And your fellows. If Joshua is a symbol of Jesus Christ, we are the fellows of Joshua here. Are we listening to me? And thy fellows that sit before you, for they are men, wondered heart. Hallelujah. They are men, wondered heart. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. Hallelujah. Your life will be a wonder. People look at you, they don't know what is happening, they don't respect you, they don't see nothing, but a bright future awaits you in the mighty name of Jesus. I say your life will be a wonder in the mighty name of Jesus. But stay as a branch. Live as a branch. Walk as a branch. And as a branch, what are the 7 things I mentioned? Number 1, you must appear before him regularly. Number 2, you shouldn't be afraid of resistance. Are you listening to me? Number 3, what did I say? Number 3, you know that you can never go out of the sight of God. Anywhere you are, you are under the watch of God. And I said that number 4, remember you are not infallible. But number 5, you must be ready to submit to transformation. You must be open to rebuke. And number 6, you must be prepared. You know that you are being prepared and being nurtured for beauty, for grace, and for glory. And Abbasah, you have a child to keep. And remember, expect the miraculous. Expect the wonders of God to happen in your life. The only thing is that you have to be a branch. Remain a branch. And to now stand up here and pray. Let's read John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 5 to 7. And then we begin to pray. John chapter 15, verse 5 to 7. After I will stand, I will begin to pray. I am divine. You are what? The branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 16. If a man abide not in me, is what? Is cast forth as a branch. There are some branches that will be cast forth. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. People can start. That's why I said that two things can happen to a branch. What are two things? Either the branch grows or it dies. And when a branch dies, it dies instrumentally. People may not know. But see, be coming to church and be dancing, and be jumping, and be singing, and be praying, and be preaching. But it's dying instrumentally. May you not die in the mighty name of Jesus. So if a man abide in me, is cast forth as a branch. So if a man abide not in me, is cast forth as a branch and is withered. That will tell you that it's gradual. I told you that a branch dies instrumentally. He withers and men gather them. See, it's just going from bad to worse. It's not the end result. Before the end comes, it goes through a process. If there's anybody who is going through a process of spiritual death today, the Lord is going to revive you in the mighty name of Jesus. He's wither. Then men gather them and after that, cast them into fire and then they are burned. That's the process. Verse 7. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. When you abide, you will be a wonder. This morning, the Lord is going to change your raiment. The Lord is going to change your garment. Whatever garment you are wearing, I'm not talking of the dress now physically. Whatever garment you are wearing today, that you are not pleased and not happy with, my God will change it. My God will take it away. If your garment is filthy, the Lord will wash it clean. Any area where your garment is tattered, when you are unhappy about something, when there is dissatisfied about something, when you have a pain in your heart, there's a garment that is tattered, there's a garment that has been torn, the Lord will repair it today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can we stand on our feet? And begin to ask this morning. Just begin to speak to God this morning. God, I am your branch. Keep me as one. That's the first way I want to pray this morning. God, I am your branch. Keep me as one. So many branches are falling off. So many branches are withering. So many branches are dying instrumentally. So many branches are being gathered to be burned. So many branches are being collected to be thrown away. Say, God, I am your branch. Hold me, O Lord God, as one. I will be appearing before you continually. I will appear in morning prayer, in my quiet time. I will appear in church, in Bible study. I will appear in prayer meeting. I will appear in Sunday service. I will come punctually. I will no longer be a late comer and come into your presence. Oh Lord God, I am brought down. Keep me and help me. Masi talaba, karimas ka antalaga. And now, any area where your life is not right, can you begin to ask for mercy of God this morning? Have you come to Jesus for his cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments
as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood?
The blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood.
eyes closed. You know you are here to surrender your life to Christ this morning. But today you want to give your life to Him that you can be a branch of the Lord. I want to give this opportunity before I pray other prayers. If you want to surrender to Christ this morning, you can lift your right hand anywhere you are. I want to pray for you. I want to say, God, I come to you this morning. I surrender unto you. I submit my life to you. I turn my life over to you. You are here in the congregation. Just lift your right hand anywhere you are. I want to pray for you. If you want to give your life to God this morning, just say, Lord, I come unto you. I surrender to you. I want to lift your right hand anywhere you are. I want to pray for you. And secondly, you know you are a child of God, but you are not living right. I want you to now begin to pray for a change of raiment. Begin to ask that the blood of Jesus Christ will wash you clean. Begin to ask for forgiveness. He that is often rebuked, and adding his neck, Bible says, will be destroyed suddenly without remedy. Because you don't want destruction of the Lord, begin to ask that, God, this morning, I ask for mercy, I ask for forgiveness. That God have mercy upon my life and change, make up your mind to change. Yes, you are not appearing before God regularly. You come late into the presence of God. You are not there in the Bible study. You are not there in prayer meeting. You are not there in quiet time. You are not appearing before God. You don't know that the sight of God is God is watching over you all the time. Begin to ask this morning, any area where your garment is tainted, where my garment is tainted, let us ask for the mercy of God. And now I want us to pray. Anywhere you are being resisted, today, the enemy begin to ask that God will rebuke every enemy that is resisting you. I'm not afraid. Because of Jesus, I'm not afraid.
Because of Jesus, I'm not afraid. Because of Jesus, I'm not afraid. Because of Jesus, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Even those of you who have exam and the enemy is saying, are you sure you are going to pass? Are you going to make it? Or you have something that is making your heart of the enemy is telling you that it cannot work, it will not be possible. Tell the devil you can never fail because of Jesus.
I'll never fail.
Now begin to rebuke the enemy. Anywhere fear is coming to your heart, anywhere you are being resisted, just like Joshua the high priest was being resisted by the devil, any area the enemy is buffeting you, any legal ground the devil is holding against you, he must lose that ground this morning. Tell the enemy by the mercy of God to lose every legal ground is holding against your life. Every area the devil is buffeting you, every area the enemy is tormenting you, every area the devil is telling you negative things, begin to tell him this morning the Lord rebuke you. The Lord that rebuked the enemy against Joshua rebuke you. Begin to speak with authority.
Begin to speak with power. Begin to speak with conviction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Makatalaba. Ragagagaga sambalaba. Rekeke sepoliababa. Raida sambalaga. Robobo sondoli baba. Raida kaskambalaga. Ragagaga sambalaga. Raanda kasibobo. Roombo satalababa. Raga shambalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All eyes closed. You are here. You sometimes hear. You sometimes hear strange voices. Strange voice you hear sometimes. Lift your right hand where I want to pray for you. Because the Bible says the voice of stranger they will not hear. You hear sometimes hear strange voice. Lift your right hand anywhere you are. I want to pray for you. Lift it. I want to see very well. You hear strange voice. I think there are about three of you that Lord told me. Okay, come here. Those of you who are in there, I think three of you. Come here. Okay, guess the top person. Okay, come. Come and meet her. Give me anointing oil. Well, I'm seeing the four person. The Lord showed me three. But if there are more, come and join. There may be more, but the Lord showed me three. But if there are more, you can join them. That you hear strange voices. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. Makaska, makasa, Father. This voice of enemy, you don't hear again. Makasi baba kasubo. Riba sandala bakuri baba. Rekeske bolima sahili ba. Nesek baba ba sahila baba. I close your eyes to the voice of the enemy and the voice of stranger. Put it in your life. Today, I put a hand on it. The voice of stranger, you hear no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will protect you. The Lord will shield you. The Lord keep you in the mighty name of Jesus.
By the Holy Ghost and power, just as
Father,
the
by the anointing, Joshua is broken. Let the yoke of the enemy is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. The voice of the enemy, you hear no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. I block your ears to the voice of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no more strange voices. In the mighty name of Jesus.
By the anointing, Jesus.
Father, let them be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus.
By the Holy Ghost.
No more. Masada baba. Ragata baba. Prima majaski baba kata baba. Riga samba la gaga. Riga kasana. Rekuska baba. Riga, 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 riga gaga.
Yeah.
I round it up the prayer, I want us to pray every legal ground that we are giving to the enemy that's allowing him to operate in our lives. Today, let us begin to wash it and cancel with the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask for the mercy of God and cancel every legal ground that we are giving to the enemy to operate in our life. That the blood of Jesus Christ will wash it this morning. The blood of Jesus will wash it. The blood of Jesus will wash it. Begin to pray. Every legal ground I give to the enemy in my life. Every legal ground I give to the enemy in my life. Today, have mercy upon my life. Have mercy upon my life. Have mercy upon my life. Wash it with blood of Jesus Christ. Masite liba bakanta laba. Rekekeke simple liba. Ranga gaga sampaliga. Rekekeke simple ligo. Rukoko sopoligo. Brukoko sopoko sopo. Ringa gaga santa laba. Ranga gaga sandaliga. Amaku sontolo. Pray that we will not die instrumentally. We will grow. Yes. Any life that is not experiencing growth will be experiencing instrumental death. Begin to pray this morning that you will experience growth. You will not die instrumentally. Every legal ground that we are given to the enemy, let us cancel with the blood of Jesus. Let us blot out with the blood of Jesus. Skambaliga, makantalaba, riba bakantalaba, riga gagaga, mansa paliga, mankutolobo, mankatalaba, moskopopo kontolibo, rima makantalaba, rima makantolibo, ruma makantalaba, rima makantalaba. Ruba kontolobo, ruba kantalaba, meske popo, ruga gaga, rima santalaba. Now we take this song, lifted, I am lifted. Then I'll ask Pastor Wotu to come and just
lifted. I am lifted, I am lifted by the Lord.
Above sin and sorrow,
above sin and sorrow.
Spread our hand to the Lord. Just spread your hand to the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We bless you, Lord. You have sent your word. And the scripture says you sent your word, and your word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, we've come to reaffirm that we are branches. We are branches, Lord, of Christ. And so, Lord, we cleave back unto you, Jesus. Lord, at any time we have separated our lives from you, this morning, Lord, we ask that you will be gracious unto us. Lord, you will show mercy. Lord, that every life will be restored back to you in the name of Jesus. This morning, Heavenly Father, as we are cleaving unto Jesus, Lord of heaven, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that every legal ground, every platform that the enemy has been standing upon, to oppress, to resist, to hinder, oh God, to block our lives. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we command the ground to sink. In the name of Jesus, we speak to you, oh you ground of the enemy, oh you platform of the wicked. By the name of the Lord Jesus, we have returned back to our Savior. So you have no right to oppress. You have no right to hinder. You have no right to block. You have no right to bring wilderness, to bring trouble, oh, fear upon this life again. You have no right. And we declare in the name of Jesus, your legal ground right now collapse in the name of Jesus. Father, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every life that has become withered, dry, Lord, that is losing life, today in the name of Jesus, we ask the power of life to flow. In the name of Jesus Christ, let life, let the breath of life come upon every life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let everything of death disappear in the name of Jesus. Let life come. Let the spirit of life, the breath of life come. Let the east wind blow in the name of Jesus. Father, today we declare that we are lifted. We are lifted from sorrow. We are lifted from fear. We are lifted from failure in the name of Jesus. We are lifted, O Lord, from all form of affliction and torment of the wicked, from all form of oppression, from all form of disaster, from all form of calamity and mishap and tragedy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, because the power that sustains the universe will sustain us. We exalt you and worship you. Blessed be thy name forevermore. You are lifted high, Jehovah God. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.